If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, what would happen if your significant other came home one day and said, you know, I think we should chat about maybe having an open relationship? We're taking your text this morning, getting a lot already at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy, and there's some new research surrounding open relationships. And, you know, I didn't know if it seemed like open relationships are just more prevalent now, or if it's just that I'm an adult now and it's not something we really heard of. Do you know what I mean?
A bit of both, yeah.
Yeah, at least a little bit
younger.
Of both.
Okay, so this new research showed that 2 out of 10 people said they've been in an open relationship in the past. So, like, think of, like, 10 of your friends. Probably at least a couple of them have been in an open relationship.
Blown my mind.
4% of people said they're currently in an open relationship. And more than 1 in 10, about 12%, said that an open relationship would be their ideal relationship type. So basically, more people would like to be in a relationship that is considered open than are already right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually not surprised by this. I know that more and more people are in them. I actually have worked with 2 separate people that were currently in open relationships. Both sets of people were married and both had kids, and they led really, really normal lives. And if you talked to them, if you hung out with them, you would never know that they were in an open relationship. But you know what? It kind of made it work. And, you know, we keep finding excuses as to why relationships don't work or won't work or shouldn't work. Maybe this is something that people need in order to make them work.
So you're saying that you would be in an open relationship?
Absolutely not. But I know that it's more and more common, and I'm cool with it. It's just not for me.
Sam, open relationship idea?
Evolutionarily speaking, we are not meant to be monogamous. When you say open relationship, I find it too vague. I mean, every time you go out, you're on the prowl, you're looking.
I'm more of a fan
of, like, you know, the hall passes.
But, like,
you know?
like Andy said, though, it's not how it works. It's sort of, there is a stigma surrounding it that makes you think that they're just all out partying all night and hooking up with
swinger parties
but
and stuff.
It's also been my experience that people in open relationships are the most, communicate the most. You know what I mean?
You have to be very clear and set your own rules and make sure that you're both on the same page, because it can very quickly, like, slide out of control. But yeah, I like the idea, and I'm all for it. I mean, like, my girlfriend and I sort of joke about it, half joke about it, saying if the right person came along, would we be okay with each other? And we both kind of, like, shrug our shoulders and say, yeah, like, we're not really opposed to the idea. So
really,
yeah.
Does she know you're half joking about it?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her. Yeah. I'm taking her word for it. So.
I guess it wasn't a complete shocker that they said that men and slightly younger people were much more likely to say that they're open to an open relationship. But, you know, I know a lot of male friends of mine who say they're open to it because they're only thinking of their own side of it. You know, they're like, of course I can go out and do that and still come home and love my wife. Right. But I'm like, could you love your wife going out and doing whatever she wants to do, right?
Yeah, that's the flip side that I don't think I could get by.
Really?
Well, guys like to think that they could always do better and get other women, right? It's good to stroke their ego, but until the actual moment comes where they have to act and, like, deal with the repercussions, that's a whole other story, right? But in their minds, they're like, yeah, for sure, I would do it. I would, you know.
You know, they say that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have an open relationship and have all along. And their relationship is, like, my favorite. Not for that reason, but just because of the closeness and how much they communicate. Like, they just say they are partners. Like, there's nothing the other person could do at this point that would ever break them up.
It requires a certain level of maturity.
It does.
And comfortableness.
And closeness. And,
yeah, you got to be. You have to, I mean, it goes back to the communications. You have to make sure that you guys are both on the same page, the same paragraph, the same line if you're going to make something like this
work. That's why it's weird, because you often would consider these relationships not as close, but in my experience, they've been the best relationships in that way.
Because they have to be.
This is a really good question. People in an open relationship, do you share that information with your children once they get to a certain age? Like an older teen, would you?
It's tough. You don't want to set that example. And I don't know, like, to come home to a house with kids after you've been with someone else, it must feel awkward.
But that's all based on, like, your own opinion about, you know what I mean? People who are in an open relationship don't see it as a negative thing like that.
But
you know,
like, if your kids smell another woman's perfume on their dad, I don't know.
I kind of think that you actually would share it with your kids once they get to the age where they can understand it, because it's all about communication in that family, obviously. And obviously the parents are making it work by communicating all the time. So why shouldn't they communicate openly with their kids
as well?
Because
kids don't want to know what their parents are doing in the bedroom. That's why. Like, I don't want to know anything about it. Not if they're in a solo relationship, not if they're in an open relationship. Like, I want no part of that.
You're either going to find out the fun way or the hard way, right?
How are you supposed to convince your kids that you love their mother, you know, or their father when you've just been with someone else?
But
they
do still love them. That's the point.
Do you think it's going to register with kids, though?
I don't want to hear it. Listen, my mom was trying to, I don't want to hear it.
So last night, Nicole.
My mom's sister, my aunt, and like some of her friends from work were going to some sort of like Chippendales thing that was flying into town outside of Halifax where they live. And my mom's like telling me, I don't know if I'm going to go. And she's like getting in detail as to why she may or may not like it. And I'm like, I need to go right now.
Thanks for ruining my dinner.
Yeah, thanks for ruining my dinner. And I don't want to have this conversation with you. So either way, I don't want to know anything about it. Debbie, have you ever or would you ever consider an open relationship?
I have never, and I don't think I could. I don't think I'm secure enough to do that.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I think most people are with you there and totally understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least you know, Debbie, at least you seem open to, like, the idea of it, but you know yourself that it's just not for you. But it doesn't sound like you're judging.
No, exactly. To each their own. Yeah. And I'm older. I'm not young, so... And I've worked all over the world, and I've seen all sorts of business. So, whatever makes you happy. But I know it's for me.
Maybe you'll change your mind. Maybe you'll change your mind when you turn like 87 or something. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! You know what? If I make it to 87, kudos to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna go crazy.
I always figure like at a certain age, you just go do all these things you wouldn't allow yourself to do back in the day, right?
Exactly. So 87, you and me, Nikki, we're going. Well, I've already done skydiving, bungee jumping, parasailing. What's left?
We're gonna have to make a new list. I can't wait.
Swingers club.
Let's go streaking. I've never done that.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Thank you, Debbie.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
All right, and thank you for all your texts. So neither one of you will be trying. They said that men were more likely to be open to an open relationship, and you guys are the ones who are like hard no on that.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Never say never.
Yeah, just not for me. No.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, we always try to help you solve your dating dilemmas. You can email us on our website at thebeat925.ca or text us at 92925. People always love helping out on our text line as well. Plus, it makes me feel a lot better about my own dating life. So
that's really what it's all for. Make us feel better. Exactly. I like this one. This is, hi, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I always listen to your show, and I always give my opinion when you do date him or dump him, and I suddenly have my own dilemma, and I immediately thought of you guys. I've been dating a guy for a few weeks. We see each other at least 3 to 4 times a week. He's a nice guy, maybe a little bit nerdier than the guys I've dated in the past, but he's sweet and nice, and it's pretty refreshing, actually. But he wants to see the new Marvel movie for date night because he's a huge Marvel fan and really wants me to see the movie, which I'm okay with, but he asked me if I wanted to dress up in a superhero costume because he said he definitely will be. He's seen the movie 4 times and is dressed up every single time. And he's a 35-year-old man. This whole thing is really not my style. And if I'm being honest, the thought of dressing up for a movie or being with someone who is dressed up is really embarrassing to me. What would you do if you were me? Thanks, Christina from Laval.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christina.
I wouldn't go on that date. I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't go on the date. I'm being honest. I wouldn't.
You can go on the date without, you know, diving off the deep end and dressing up in costume. I mean, you want to indulge him. I mean, if it means that much to him, I mean, you want to support and encourage him. Obviously, yeah. It makes him happy.
He's already seen it 4 times, and he's dressed up 4 times, too.
We all have our hang-ups.
I'm not saying she needs to completely dump him and never, but, like, the conversation needs to be had. Like, for me, it would. It'd be like, if this is what you do, like, with your friends and want to go out and do, like,
count me out.
Exactly.
I don't know. I kind of feel like she should stick this one out. If this is his biggest thing, and if it is, then you know what? It's not that bad. Get over it. You know, people are allowed to like stuff. I don't like to judge people too harshly about what they like. I once dated a girl. She was really into high tea parties and having, you know, friends over for high tea. And she wore funny little gloves and weird hats. And they made a big thing of it. And they all got dressed up, too. That was her thing. And you know what? I wasn't going to judge her for it. We certainly didn't last long. But it wasn't because of that.
But I'm not saying that she needs to judge him. Like I said, I'd be okay if you want to go out and do this with your friends. Like, if that's your... But I'm not going to be comfortable with that, honestly. Well, I'm not definitely not dressing up going to the the movie theaters. And if I'm, you know, like we all have our things, and I would probably be a little bit embarrassed. Like Christina said, like if I'm like walking in with my date who's dressed up as what? I don't know, someone of the Avengers or something.
But I think it's really cool if this is his biggest thing that he wants to include her in it, right? I think that that says a lot about how he feels about her. This is kind of like the Big Bang Theory and Penny with Leonard, and he was into all this sort of stuff too. Mm-hmm. And at first she thought, oh, this is nerdy. It's not for me. And all of a sudden she got to know him as a person and realized, you know what? That's just a thing that he does on the side, but he's a really good guy. Maybe this guy's the exact same way.
You know, I think in relationships, it's important that you have your own things, you know, mm-hmm. like just like I wouldn't mm-hmm. say, guess what? I love getting my makeup done. Like, and guess what? You're going to come out and get my makeup done with me.
Yeah.
Like if I was dating somebody, he'd probably say that's not for me, but you go do it and then I'll see you later. Like we'll go for dinner later or whatever. So I'm just saying like she needs to have the conversation, but I don't think you need to force yourself to love the other person's interests, especially when it means dressing up to go to a movie theater.
Yeah, there's nothing more uncomfortable than sitting there feeling like an idiot. You know, you're not comfortable in your own skin. You just can't wait for it to be over. Like that can cause more tension by the end of the night than, you know, pretending to get along, you know?
You think she should just dump him, like never go out with him again?
No, I think that she should draw the line.
Draw the line.
Let him know, you know, this is your thing and that's fine.
Let it be known there will be no cosplay in my right. life, okay?
Save that for the bedroom.
Yeah, and we are getting a lot of texts at 92925, right?
Yeah, someone said, I think that if you're in a good relationship and you like the fact that he's dorky, don't dump him. You can dress up, just make sure you wear a mask so no one recognizes you at the movie theater.
Oh, there you
right?
go.
There's a way to avoid.
Yeah, that's okay. a really good point. I like this text. Good God, let loose and get out of your comfort zone. For someone who thinks he's nice and considerate, give it a try.
All right, Emily, what do you think? Should she date him or dump him?
I agree with you. The conversation needs to be had.
Right.
This is your thing. This is my thing and everything else. Because my husband's a huge WWE fan. We
oh,
have
okay.
WWE Network.
Oh,
Monday
sweet.
Night, he's in the basement. Monday night, I'm upstairs. That's his thing. I've been to his show and I think he really appreciated that I went there. He's introducing it to the boys and they like it. But that's his thing.
But you're not going to dress up and go to a wrestling show.
No.
But you also went to a show. At least you tried it, right? And now you can say, well, I went to a show and that's it. And now I'm done. You know, maybe Christina from Laval should at least try it and do it once.
I don't think I need to try dressing up in public once to see whether or not I want to die or not.
No,
I don't think.
Have a t-shirt. Maybe a t-shirt.
You're right. In the movie, I'd be down for the movie, too.
I like
Marvel movies. No face paint.
A little bit of face paint.
No face paint.
I'm not going to lie. I have a John Cena t-shirt. You can't see me. That's my t-shirt. I wear that at home.
That's a loyalty respect.
Would you be embarrassed holding hands with somebody who's like in a full-out like superhero costume walking into the movie theater on a Thursday night?
100%.
Right? Like, it just does. We're just human. We're only human. We're not bad people.
No, she does need to have that conversation and say, dude, this is your thing. This is awesome. I'm really happy for you, but there's no dressing up for
me. Thank you so much. Thanks for chatting with us and thanks for listening.
Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Now, Sean, what do you think?
I think, you know, the whole thing... I love all those the superhero movies and everything.
Yeah, me too.
But I wouldn't go dressed up. If the person is saying, you know, this is what I want to do and include it, I'm also the type of person that I'll go along with something. There has to be compromise at some point.
Okay, but really tell us what you really texted at
1995. I said, Nikki, that's why you're having relationship problems.
Whoa.
You're not talking. You will turn down compromise right away. Your first reaction was not I would have trouble doing it. But rather, I definitely wouldn't do it.
You're telling me my issue with relationships is that I won't dress up as Wonder Woman. That is why I'm single.
No, I'm saying you turned down so quickly the opportunity for something. It's like, it wasn't even a negotiation. It was like, nope, no thank you.
I absolutely agree with you. If Channing Tatum asked you to put on a Superwoman costume, you put on the damn costume and you go on the date. Okay.
I would put on whatever he asked.
There you go.
Right.
Okay, so there you go.
Sean, thank you for the dating advice. I'm actually going to mull this over and consider what you said. I do really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, and it's not always a happy ending. This text said, run far, far away. I know a couple that got divorced. She was convinced she was Sailor Moon.
Oh.
It was not a good ending.
She was convinced that she was Sailor Moon.
Wow.
They could get carried away in the characters.
Try not to judge. Maybe she was Sailor Moon.
Okay. You never know.
Yeah, in her head.
Okay, thank you so much for all the texts.
Wow.
And 92925.
everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So are you friends with your mom on social media, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace,
like,
anything?
Are you friends with your mom? Yeah, I'm friends with my mom on Instagram, but she only goes on Instagram about once every like 4 months and then likes all of my photos that she hasn't liked. Oh. So I know when she's on there.
Such a mom move.
And it will often happen with Facebook too. Like a random Tuesday I go on, it's like you have 300 new notifications. It's all from my mom commenting and liking my things.
That's a total mom thing to do. Okay, so believe it or not, Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter, Apple, is already 14 years old, and I guess they're friends on Instagram. So Gwyneth shared a pic of the two of them on a ski trip. More than 150,000 people liked the picture, except for Apple. Apple instead left a comment saying, "Mom, we have discussed this. You may not post anything without my consent." Of course, so Paltrow replied to her own daughter, "You can't even see your face," which is such a mom thing to say.
Oh, relax.
Yeah, exactly. Big ski goggles on.
It was like your mouth and your nose. But it does beg the question. If parents share photos of you online without your permission and they have no understanding of privacy settings, have they crossed the line?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about normal humans, though, okay? Because obviously with celebrities, like if my mom had millions of, you know, it's a completely different story. She might not want to be famous, so maybe she doesn't want to be a part of that. But just for, I think the average parent is probably dealing with this same sort of question when it comes to their kids. And it's tough because, you know, I think back to my mom being like, "I had you and I'll do what I want." Basically, I gave birth to you. I made you. I will do what I feel like doing. But social media is already scary. We don't know the future of it, right? We really don't know what this is going to morph into. We see people having issues with jobs in their careers now because of things they posted way back in the day. It doesn't look like that's going away anytime soon. So you'd hate to set your child up for failure just because you want to brag about how much you obviously really love your kids on social media, right?
Yeah. And I didn't realize the threat of people poaching the picture to use for fraud, to use for all sort of like illicit activities. Like, there's a lot of scary stuff that can go on when you post a picture of your kid. And you, like you said, like, you don't know how it's going to come and bite them in the butt later on in life. But by the same token, when we were kids, I mean, I would have the camcorder, the family camcorder shoved in my face everywhere I turned. Yeah. Like, it was more invasive back then, you
know? But it didn't go anywhere. It just stayed in your family's home, you know?
I know, but as a kid, in terms of, like, feeling like your privacy is invaded, I felt like it was way more invasive back then. I couldn't take two steps without having a camcorder
in my
face.
It's weird because, like, in every way, as a parent, it's up to you to decide what is best for the child. So I think a lot of parents would probably say, "I know what's best for my child in this case, too," maybe, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's an age thing here, too, right? I mean, if let's say your kid is 5 years old, you're going to post a picture of them online and their kid's not going to be able to tell you no. All of a sudden they're 10. You're probably still going to do the same. But Gwyneth, for example, Gwyneth's kid is 14. So let's say you post a picture of your 14-year-old daughter. All of a sudden that 14-year-old daughter has a mind of her own and she might be able to come back and say, no, mom, not now. You're not posting a picture of me now. So there's an age thing. There's a cutoff, I guess.
And you know what the irony is? Is that how many millions of people would die to have a selfie with Gwyneth Paltrow that would share that? But her own daughter, like, mom, not even.
She's not the top of my list, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm still going to say millions of people would really love to have a selfie.
I do think ideally you have a conversation like with you, or at least you tread lightly when it comes to this. I mean, I have some friends who are really adamant that I don't post any photos of their kids. And then I have my godson who I like post all the time on my Instagram, and they really don't care. And I ask, I'm like, "Can I post this?" And they're like, "Yeah, why do you ask?" I'm like, "I don't know, it's your child." But these are apparently five really good reasons why you should not post about your children on social media. Number one, it can invade their privacy, like we spoke about, right? It might be used for bullying. That's another thing. We spoke earlier this week about a teacher who had taken a topless photo and a student got a hold of it and she lost her job. So you never know where these photos are going to end up, and kids can be ruthless sometimes, right? Social media messaging could impact your child's future. So again, their jobs and careers later on. It could put your child at risk for digital kidnapping. That's something we didn't speak of, but is kind of scary if you think that someone's like tracking your whole life, right? And if you do share information about your child on social media, they're saying that you should always ask their permission and think about the repercussions. Like, think about, is there somebody who could be following this, and is there some way this is going to come back and bite them in the butt? Which is hard to say, right?
All the more reason why just sometimes social media sucks.
I just wish my mom would take down embarrassing pictures of us in her house. You know, like, we have all those embarrassing
pictures. Oh, like in frames?
They're all framed. Like, take those down first.
Rita said, "I have a 20-year-old daughter who always posts photos of both of us together and loves it. I love posting things with her. I'm very lucky." Aw. Like, when I was 19, I'd be like, "Mom, get out of my picture."
Proud moments.
it took me a few more years to appreciate, you know, to really appreciate.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.